Well, Thursday night it is here on Australia by Night, so it's time to talk supercars. And look, girl, you know, there's the old saying, who runs the world? Girls. And well, certainly in the male-dominated world of supercars, the sisters are doing it for themselves. And I've run out of musical analogies now, so I'm just going to get straight into this. Our next guest is Janelle Navarro. She is the number one mechanic for Matt Stone Racing. Now, we spoke to Todd Hazelwood a few weeks ago, who is the driver for Matt Stone Racing, one of the rookies of the season. And Janelle, it's great to have you on the program.
G'day, mate. How you doing?
Pretty good. Now, an all-girls school upbringing, what made you decide mechanics was where you were, or motor mechanics is where you wanted to go?
Well, to be honest, I was just one of those dicky little Ford fans from way back. So I used to go to the races all the time with my dad, all the Victorian rounds, because I'm actually from Victoria.
Yep.
And we used to go to all the races, and I used to drag my dad out to the pits, and I was just a Ford fan. I got, you know, Craig Lowndes' autograph, John Bowes' autograph, I got Dick Johnson's autograph. So, you know, my room was covered in Ford posters. And I said to my dad, I go, I'll be there one day. And he goes, oh, yeah, sure. And sure enough, I did.
Tell us how, because you left school and went into a mechanics apprenticeship. How do you go from being an average mechanic in a suburban workshop somewhere to working in the world of supercars?
To be honest, I did a lot of volunteer work while I was doing my apprenticeship. So I always wanted to do motorsport, and I always wanted to work in supercars. That was the dream goal. So while I was doing my apprenticeship, I was a volunteer for a race team, and I just worked out, like, and helped on all the race weekends, and that pretty much sort of got my foot in the door. And with a bit of experience, a job came up, and as soon as I finished my apprenticeship, I applied for it, and I was lucky enough to get it and never looked back.
Now, you got me. I decided I was a fan when you said you were a Ford fan from way back, so we've got that in common. Tell me, I've always wondered this, and I've never asked one of the drivers, what's it like when you've got to work on a Holden when you're a Ford fan, because you've worked on nearly everything, haven't you?
Yeah, this is true. I've worked on the on Holden's Falcons. I was with FPR for 4 years. I worked on the Mercedes for nearly 2 years. So I have worked on a few different models, but at the end of the day, it's only different engineering ideas. All the chassis are pretty much the same now with the Car of the Future chassis, and it's just the bodywork that's different. So it's not really a brand as such. It's more the engineering behind it.
I said at the beginning that it's a male-dominated sport, but girls and women are really starting to play a role. I mean, we've got Simona Dulcevestre is doing some great things out on the track with the Nissan team. Even the commentators, you've got Rhianna Crean and Jessie Yates, and so many women working in the pits these days as mechanics. It must be an exciting time.
It is, and it's good because there's a lot more opportunities available now, so that's really important. I think, you know, it's a great time to try and, you know, follow your dreams if that's what you want to do. There's another lady called Romy who's the data engineer for WinCup. So she's, you know, she works for 888 and she's well up there and won some races and been part of the championship. So she's doing really fantastic and it's really great to see.
And, of course, you've got Betty Klemenko who runs the Erebus team. I guess a real role model for all women in the sport.
Yeah, she was my boss as well. So when I was working at Erebus at the time, that was when she was looking after the team, and she's great, yeah.
Tell me, have you got small hands?
unfortunately not, and they're never clean, so.
Because I'm thinking that, you know, I mean, and this is how stupid us blokes are. We should have thought about getting women in as mechanics years ago, because you'd be able to get into smaller spaces than us.
I guess that is true. I don't have huge hands as such. There is a few nicknames in pit lanes for some other people, but I won't go down that path. But look, they're not computer hands anyway. Let's put it that way. So, yeah,
you've worked your way up from an apprentice to now being the lead mechanic for Matt Stone Racing. As I said, Todd Hazelwood's a rookie. This is his first time in the big game. It must make your role that much more important, having to, I guess, guide him along the way too.
Yeah, definitely. I do take my job very, very seriously. And one thing that I like to always consider is that, you know, I've got Todd's life in my hands. And if there's one thing that, you know, that's why I do take it so seriously. I don't, you know, muck around as jovial as most other people. However, that's because, you know, at the end of the day, if I've, you know, somehow left something loose or if something goes wrong, it's Todd's life in my hands. So that's why I do take my job very seriously. And I do, you know, make sure I'm very particular and very thorough and I'm very detailed and I like to make sure everything's correct. So, I hope Yeah, I'm sure Todd knows it. I'm sure Todd appreciates it, and you know that's just something that I got to do. I'm very much to the point, if that makes sense.
Janelle, talk us through the emotion, because I imagine once the car obviously leaves the garage, there's not much else you can do now, and it is in Todd's hand and the engineers who are guiding him. What goes through your mind and what sort of emotional state are you in during a race?
It's quite funny. It's quite intense because it's the only time you can it's you're on your feet ready to go in case anything happens, and it's the only time that you know you're not running around and not making changes. So you know you just stand there watching the TV screen. And to be perfectly honest, I never really know the results of most of the races because I'm too busy. Just as long as Todd goes around and you know with the car's correct, and that's all that I'm worried about. So at the end of the day, if the car finishes the race and you know the car's reliable, and the car hasn't you know had any issues, then I know I've done my job correctly. So I'm very you know, as long as the car goes round and round, then I'm happy. And if you get any results or if you, you know, podiums or race wins, that's just a bonus because as long as the car's finished and reliable, then I know I've done my job.
And what sort of preparation goes into it? I mean, how many hours would you put into a race meeting?
lots and lots. And there's also lots more behind the workshop as well. So all the prep work and all the preparation before the race meeting is where most of the work happens. And at the race meeting, it's just more tuning and setting up and making sure the car's correct for the weekend. So, and obviously any crash damage that goes along with it. So, you know, there's lots of preparation, lots of hours. And a lot of people think as soon as the race finishes that everyone goes home, but that's when our job starts. So we work all day. We get to the track, you know, like 7 o'clock in the morning. We do pit stop practice and work all day. And then as soon as the race finishes, then that's when we start our work and we do all the service work and set up and get the car ready for the next day.
Because you effectively rebuild the whole car each race, don't you?
In between rounds, yeah. We you know, we do crack testing. We do gearboxes and engines and, you know, they're all timed as well. But, you know, and obviously any crash damage to go along with it as well.
What's the next goal for you? I mean, you're the number one mechanic at a team that has only got big things ahead of it. What's the next goal for Janelle Navarro?
Janelle's happy. Janelle's done everything she wanted to do. All I've ever wanted to do is work in motorsport, and I let it go to wherever it has taken me. And the fact that, you know, this is my 12th year this year, so I'm stoked to have been working at it for so long. And you know, I've been a number one for a couple of years and a couple of teams now, and I'm really happy that I think I've done everything I want to do, and you know, I'll just see where the job takes me.
And you're working on a Ford.
yes I am now. Yes,
good on you, Janelle. Great to talk to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
That's Janelle Navarro. She's the number one mechanic for Matt Stone Racing, Todd Hazelwood's team in the supercars. We'll talk more supercars next Thursday here on Australia by Night with Stephen Senatiempo.